This is Whitney.
And this is Hysterical Women,
the podcast that no one asked for about our thoughts about gender in our society.
Each week, we're going to dissect events, macro
and micro, to determine if we think this week was a win
or a loss
for feminism.
First or something?
Do you want to go first?
Okay, one, two, three. Hi,
I'm Whitney.
Nora.
The joke is old as time.
That doesn't really read that well on audio.
Maybe. It's hard to say.
It's a gorgeous cacophony of hell.
Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast, y'all.
Welcome to the rest of your life.
What's this song?
It's just a song I wrote.
Just right now?
Yeah, just right now.
In front of my freaking
eyes. It's almost
like
I improvised a song.
We're here still in the improv house at the end of the improv house. And actually, just so you guys know, like, I feel like it would be rude to just tell you at the end, so I'm going to tell you now that this is going to be the last Hysterical Women episode for a hiatus. People take breaks, okay?
Guys,
we're not
okay.
Breaking up. Stop.
We're not breaking up. Nothing's gone wrong. We just need some creative energy.
Mental health. Time. Yeah, so we're going to, like, take some time till the fall and, you know, enjoy the end of this summer. Keep learning, keep growing, keep thinking, keep exploding in our brain space.
Yeah, I feel like I have a false belief that I always have enough.
A false belief
that I always will have enough creative energy to draw from and that I can just keep going and going. And I think I found my limit.
It's bountiful. You've never seen Harry Potter, but there's this part where he has to keep drinking. Okay, so let me just paint.
Yeah, please. Paint the picture.
Hey, guys.
Paint the picture.
Major spoilers right now. But Dumbledore goes. This is
Dumbledore
sort of
guys.
Well, yeah, but this is not actually what we're talking about.
Oh, okay.
He has to break the Horcrux. Voldemort splintered his soul into all of these objects. And so, don't judge it. Keep your face neutral. So one little outing Dumbledore and Harry do is they go to this very scary little island that's in a cave, and there's definitely, like, all these dead people kind of under the water, which we only find out after. But Dumbledore starts drinking this liquid so he can get this ring that's inside this, like, magical liquid, and the liquid's like, gross. It's just, like, vodka.
Is it screaming?
It's a vodka.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just kidding. It's, like, it, like, hurts his
body. But it keeps him alive.
But it keeps refilling, but then you finally get to the very end, and I feel like that's, like, our creative energy. So we're waiting for all of that liquid, all of that disgusting pain liquid to get back up.
So that we can drink it.
Again.
Again.
And then Harry, like, tries to get water for Dumbledore, and so he touches the water, and that's when all of these, like, dead people are like...
Okay, question.
Also, I'm really just... I recently watched the movies, even though this is actually about the podcast. Like, J.K. Rowling is canceled, so...
Yeah, turns out bad feminist.
But you can still love Harry Potter because she actually doesn't define Harry Potter anymore. So she can get the hell out of there. We can still have whatever love that Harry Potter brought us and that world and the magic wizarding world. Because the magic wizarding world is not transphobic.
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely not. What were you going to say?
I don't know.
Right.
I don't think it mattered. Yeah, it didn't matter.
Good.
Great. Yeah, so we are going to take a hiatus, but we are also going to talk about some things today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Before we go. Do you want to start or do you want me to?
You start.
I just realized, I was like, should I have prepared a question?
Oh, I don't have...
I didn't come up with
I don't have a question.
Okay, great.
Are you going to miss me?
Duh.
Okay, good. We're still gonna, like,
okay,
chat,
here's
like,
the real
and
question.
Like, text, right?
I'm just like, I'm actually taking a break from you.
Honestly, it's like it's a reoccurring nightmare I have a lot about just a lot of
people
that people will just be like, hey, it's actually, we've come to the limit. We're actually full of the buffet.
Has that ever happened?
You
don't have to answer that on public.
On air.
On air, yeah. You can text me if that's ever happened to you.
I will.
No, it's funny, though, because I am, maybe you can, okay, my answer is yes, I'll miss you, but also I'll see you. So, but I'm also, like, I'm a little nervous to be back in New York because I just haven't been there for 6 months.
Yeah.
And I'm like in my mind, I was talking to some friends who have been there this whole time, and they're like, yeah, it's like things are opening back up, like, you know, a lot of outdoor dining, people at the parks, like, you know, whatever, obviously social distance. But I'm like, oh yeah, I guess I could still like come see you or come hang out with you, like, in my mind, because when I left it was like scary times.
Oh yeah, you could never hang out.
Yeah, well, and it was like I remember the last day that I went to work was like the 17th of March, and I like rode a bike because I didn't want to take public transportation. Yeah. I rode a bike like 60 blocks.
Yeah. I live like 61 blocks from you, so
right,
you,
so, it's so
like,
I know I can make it. Just have to push a little harder. But it was like so ghost towny,
yeah,
that it felt really scary. Yeah. And then like leaving felt like I was like fleeing home.
Mm-hmm.
And so it like is kind of, I'm like nervous to go back.
Do you know the Beatles song? She's leaving home. Bye bye.
That's a Beatles song?
Yeah. Well, it was.
That sounds like the song that some like horror, like possessed child would sing from a rocking chair in a horror movie.
That's true. It's. that's true. But we had to do a medley of Beatles songs in my middle school chorus. Middle school chorus is actually like probably what I should be writing about next, because like what the heck?
Wait, why don't we do that?
Middle school chorus?
Or like any? I mean, I have stronger memories from high school, but
just something about choir. A chorus. Into it. Into, oh my god.
Okay.
Okay.
I
wait,
guess
actually,
we don't
actually,
need to break.
Oh my god. The pain juice is up again. But we did a medley of Beatles songs, but because, you know, you got to like do the voice parts. This is the series is gonna be so good because I know so much about singing. But we had to do the voice parts, and it was like. And not everyone's bad at singing in middle school, kind of. Shut up with your face.
I'm just like, I actually wasn't.
Okay, well, in Massachusetts, they were. But it was just like, bye, bye. But of course, I was an alto, so I was like, bye, bye. As like a sixth grader.
Being an alto as a sixth grader is hard.
It's torturous, but also so brave.
Because it just feels like all of the hot people are sopranos.
They are. And they play clarinet in the band. You know what I mean? Like, sopranos do clarinet.
Flute.
Flute, too.
Yeah. Okay, well, but my question is, what should I do with my time off? Because I'm like, I feel pulled to take time off.
But I think like, you absolutely need to. Is like, do it.
But I'm also just like, what does that mean?
I'm worried that if you go to New York, you're not going to be able to... get the mental space that you need.
Yeah. But then I'm also like, I haven't, like, I feel like I need to be in like my bed.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I think that like you could do like a week in your bed where you're really just like veg and you're like staycation. And you have to be like really strict with yourself because it's hard to be like, what a privileged thing to say. It's really hard to be strict about your staycation. But I also think that like you're a workaholic, so it is hard. And then I think also knowing that maybe you'll be going somewhere else for like, Or even if it's just, like, a day trip to, like, doing little masked, quarantine safe, come on, COVID's still real, but those kind of activities to, like, break it up. So you're like, oh, I do have things coming up, but they are all relaxation things.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Yeah, we got to figure out how to get the dog back.
Yeah, so it sounds actually like your vacation is going to be driving to Ohio.
Yeah. That doesn't sound.
That like sounds vacation. So fun.
I also like this next week. I'm gonna be doing a lot of like doctor's appointments.
Fun. You love a doctor, so
I
great.
I do. But it's like I feel like to get full, and then I still have like clients. So it's not. I mean, I'm not gonna really not be working, but just less.
You're just not gonna be talking to me.
We already said I'm gonna be talking to you.
We're just not gonna be doing this podcast.
I just won't let you write. I won't let you let me write.
Don't
you'll
sing.
Say a creative idea and I'll be like, stop it, shut up.
Put it in a journal and put it away. I have a question.
Okay.
What do you want me to achieve during our break? It's not a break, but you know what I mean. Is it happiness?
Happiness, relaxation. I think
rebirth,
I wish both of us
afterbirth.
A sense of afterbirth. I was going to say like a renewed sense of self and purpose.
Yeah. So we were kind of like, what are we going to talk about? and I mean, something to unpack, but we'll be able to impact this in the fall too. But like literally today, Biden named Kamala Harris as the VP, and it's just like, wow.
What are your thoughts?
I mean, like, we got to be on board because, like, what's the other option? So it's like, let's get phone banking.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think it's really exciting that it's the first Black woman on a major ticket. Very exciting. I mean, I think that it's like, oh my gosh, there's so, like, who is he going to pick? And there's, like, so many pros and cons for everyone, but it's also just like, this is who we got.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes that's what we need.
Yeah.
The hero we need. Yeah. I feel, to be honest, this is something that maybe this is how I'll spend my part of my solace time, but I feel like I actually don't know that much about her policies, but I feel like I know a lot of her sound bites were good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I've seen a lot of little bites of things she's said, either like on Instagram or news or whatever. And I'm like, yeah.
What I was trying to say is that we're not going to go over current events right now, but we're just going to kind of do like this past chunk of time that we've done this podcast, like retrospective, like kind of the macro and micro things that are like floating around in our minds about it. I think one thing that I'm happy that this podcast has forced me to do, which I should have just been doing as a human person, but just like more aware of news and like reading more and kind of parsing. You're like, how is she reading more? We've listened to this podcast.
You're like, we can tell you're not reading more.
But at least being like more aware of like specifically kind of like the macro things, and then also specifically like the intersectionality of like race and gender, like the conversation on gender. And I think that like during this time, I'm hoping to even like delve into that more. Obviously, always learning about the world, but I think that that is something that has become with each conversation even more prevalent in my mind, that it's just like you can't parse them if we aren't talking about like Black and brown women as well as trans women. Like, we're actually not talking about feminism at all.
I'm like, I just want to say amen to everything you just said. But
same bro.
No, but I think that was because, as Nora mentioned, we are just going to kind of reflect on things that we've learned. And I think doing this podcast, I had a moment, you probably were there for this, so you'll probably be like, actually, you didn't come off as well as you think you did. But like, we had a conversation here at the Improv House about something came up at like a breakfast, and everyone was kind of like joking about things and feminism, and like, not like joking about feminism, but it kind of became this like funny boys against girls
thing. sure,
and then kind of did become a real conversation. And I remember at one point being able to, and now it's like evading me, so this isn't that interesting of a story, but being able to be like, oh, actually this is a fact, and like these are the numbers of something, and it felt good to be able to back that up in a that I feel like,
instead of just being like, I feel
differently, and also just like having that confidence to be able to say that in a room of like, I don't know that normally I would say that to a man like 6 months ago or eight months ago or whatever. Yeah. Of just being like, oh, actually, like this is, that's actually not true, and this is what is true, and I think has really been empowering for me, as I have conversations going forward, which is kind of just, I think, what the points I wanted to bring. That wasn't specifically one of them, but I think that kind of is.
That's your thesis.
That's kind of my thesis, yeah. Yeah.
I think that similarly, like, definitely, I feel like the podcast has helped me continue to kind of figure out my voice, kind of like what tenor I should be talking in.
Aldo.
No, but just like how can comedy and social justice meet? Not that we're doing the good work, but we're doing something. We're talking about something. But just like continuing to learn, continue to figure out like how to speak on these things, how to have the confidence. I was talking to a friend recently about like bravery, and I feel like I used to have so much bravery, or I thought I did, and I feel like I've been kind of like losing it recently, and so I think I'm gonna try to work to find that again. But I think that like conversations that we're having in the world, as well as like talking about macro and micro events like this, it's all gonna help me find my bravery, my strength.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think there is something. I know, like, Mindy Kaling has this thing in her book about how someone asked her why she's confident, and she kind of gave a lame answer, but then realized, she's like, no, the reason I'm confident is because I, like, did the work for it. And I feel like part of that, like, bravery comes, like, part of it is taking action when you're afraid, and part of it is knowing that you, like, are worthy of it because you've, like, put in the work. Not that we have to, like, earn our worthiness or anything like that, but I just, I think that, I mean, knowledge is just always going to be powerful and helpful.
Knowledge is power.
It's almost like knowledge is power. Well, one of the things that has, I feel like this project for me has taught me so much about, like, leadership and what it means to be a, like, woman in leadership. And anyway, I don't know. We had a conversation at one point that was with a team that was, this was not anyone in the house, so no one, I'm not going to share any shade on here or anything like that, but having
don't get too excited. They're like, we're tuning in for all of the tea, right?
We're gonna Google all of the people in the cast. No, you wouldn't. No, we wouldn't be able to find.
We actually have professionalism for once. Sorry.
No, but my point in saying this is, like, this is not someone who you would know is affiliated with the cast because it was someone behind the scenes, and had this conversation. This is going to be kind of vague, but having a conversation with them in a group of people, there was, like, six of us on the call. Like, it just was kind of this thing, and it was getting really heated. And essentially, it was me kind of calling someone out for not delivering on something, and I kind of had to be like, I had already had a conversation of being like, hey, I don't feel like you're delivering. And that was kind of hard to do. And I had kind of deflected to John to do it, whatever. But at this point, it was like John was calling in from a different location and we weren't in the same place and he was driving. And so anyway, I just was like, look, I'm not trying to come off in a rude way, but I'm really unhappy with what's happening. Like, I feel like you're missing the mark on this, 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 and this. And it was like, it felt, I was like kind of, I was proud of myself for the way that I didn't, like, dance around it, because I feel like my inclination normally would be. And this man got very defensive and tried to, like, push it back on me. And I just held my ground and was just like, no, like, I have information, like, I know that you have not done XYZ. And it ended up that his supervisor was able to verify that I was correct and not him. And it was... So, I don't know. Like, it just was, like, honestly one of the few moments that I felt like that person could have normally intimidated me. The, like, power dynamic, the whatever it is, also him being a man. Like, I don't feel like there have been that many times where I just, like, stood in what I knew was true and just let him be upset. And then it turned out that I was right. And then I was also, this might sound petty, but he apologized. And instead of my go-to being like, it's okay, don't worry about it, I just said thank you. And... that was a win, like, for me. I feel like, based on my conversations or leadership or whatever, that probably sounds, like, I feel like if a man was listening to this, they'd be like, yeah, that sounds like what I would have done. I don't know. Like, but it was a win for me, and I felt like these conversations have helped me to realize what a vulnerable situation could be so that I can, like, plan on not caving to it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. I'm proud of you. I think it's really hard to be in leadership, and you've been doing it.
Thanks. Okay, and then the other thing that I wanted to mention, this one kind of feels like a loss to me, but I don't know. I have considered, maybe you can help me on this journey of deciding whether it or not it's
something. I definitely can't be that, but I'll try.
You might.
I'll be here.
You might. I have a friend who, you actually might have been in this scenario. So,
is it me?
That's actually why I need to take this hiatus. It's you. No, I have a friend, and basically she posted something on her Facebook saying, I think that her sentiment was, it's unfair that women are expected to change their last names when they get married and the men are not. Which is, yeah, that seemed, whatever. But the way that she posted about it was anti-lady. And... it was just a very, like, every woman who takes a man's last name is bad or is suppressed or is whatever. And then also saying, as she specifically said, like, and pushing babies out of their bodies. Like, it just was very, like, I don't know. It was so interesting. And I thought, I thought about sending her personal DM about it. Because obviously that's something, like, I did take on my husband's last name, And so it's something that I'm sensitive about. But the reason I also thought about DMing her is because she's had that same sentiment in a group setting where she said it so, like, vocally and so loudly and was like, being a feminist means not taking on anyone else's last name. And, like, pushing out babies means you're not a feminist. And it to me was just, like, such a... And, I'm trying to figure out even if I want to reach out or what I would say, because obviously it's personal to me. But for me, it was, like, a choice. For one, I liked the last name better. And two, but for me, it also was, like, I'm choosing to get married.
Yeah.
Like, this is a choice in my life. And so it felt, like, in a way that choosing to be born into my family wasn't. And, you know, and so it did feel like an empowered decision. And it felt like, I don't know, it was a choice that I liked and didn't make because I was... I mean, maybe the sentiment behind it, but anyway, I think the broader thing behind it was just, like, generalizing women and making rules on what means something or not. And I think I also was defensive because I'm like, okay, sure, I'm a woman who took the last name of her husband, but I'm like, I've done most of my work, like, is about, like, being a feminist, like, advancing women, like, you know what I mean? And so it just was like, by making those broad statements, I'm like, it's just like, I'm like, that's just not helpful to the conversation. So anyway, I'm trying to decide if it's like worth, I've been thinking about it for a few days now, so I'm like, there's something important to me that I feel like I need to say, but I don't know, I was just disappointed in that, because I do think that that's kind of what, like, for me growing up, what a quote-unquote feminist is someone who hates people who have a different whatever. And I just was like, that's just, like, so unhelpful. Like, that's just, in a different way, kind of a J.K. Rowling thing to do.
Well, thank you for bringing it to me, because I have been married 3 times and did take my husband's name each time. But, no, my mom, because, like, my mom didn't take... but that's because she was going to be called Mary Kay, and there's Mary Kay Cosmetics.
Oh,
and she was like, absolutely not. First off, it feels a little bit dated to me to be, like, having a conversation about the last names.
Because right.
I think what's most important, which you already said, is it's like, is it a choice or is it, like, a name forced upon? I think before it used to be forced upon. It also was like, when you marry into this family, like, you are now the possession of this family, which is, like, not feminist and... But it's also antiquated. Like, you chose.
Right.
And it's also, like, ideally, to have a baby is a choice.
Yeah.
It's also kind of looking at feminism as a monolith. Or, like, women being like, and it's either, like, that way or the non-way. It's like, I don't know. I think we all have a little man-hating in us. But, like, but all feminists need to go by this rule book. Like, that's... In that way, it's, like, not embracing intersectionality and the ways that, like, there's so many different kinds of people, like, pursuing women's equality and, like, equity.
Yeah. So, and I think also, like, part of it that, like, rubbed me the wrong way was just because I had that same conversation with her in a, like, actual physical space, and it was not... a conversation. It was like, this is the way that it is. And I don't know. I just think
it's powerful for someone to have such a strong agenda.
Yeah. But I don't know. I thought it was interesting. And also, like, going back to the, like, yeah, like, it maybe is rooted in that, like, possession thing. But then by that same logic, then I was the possession of my dad. And now, you know what I mean? So it's if that was true, but then I chose to Mary, I don't know. I just think it's all right. It is antiquated, but I just was like, what a uninclusive hill to die on.
Yeah, yeah. It's also like, shouldn't we be like rallying? Like,
right.
All that everyone we can find to like take them down. So, him being, I don't know, the oppressive force that be. I don't know. It's also like, would she hear this? I think that you.
I feel like maybe in a public or in a non-public way.
In a public way.
Yeah, in a public way. No, but...
You get your soapbox, she gets her soapbox, and you just fucking
go at it. And we just go for it. Yeah, I think for me it was more of just, like, feeling like this is now the first time in public, and then this time of me not feeling like I was able to say what I wanted to say. So I think that's part of the draw as well. But I don't know. I think it, for me, it also just was a reminder of, like... how I just think that that thinking is not helpful. Like, any line of thinking that's like, this is what it is. And I mean, that's
our way or the highway. Yeah, it's like, no, we're all taking little different roads and we're all going to get to some place that can have us all.
Yeah.
And that's a children's book that I'm writing right now.
I love that. Honestly, I would read that.
I don't really have that many, like, itemized things. I also just wanted to, one thing that I really enjoyed over the past whatever amount of time that we did this is, like, when we had the, interviews and were able to bring people on, and I just think that, like, I want to do more of that in the future, and I think that listening to people's stories and their journeys of, we had a lot of artists on it, but just, like, it was really lovely to hear that we learned that most people want to be a Phoebe Waller-Bridge or a Michaela Cole, and guess what? Same. But I don't know, I just think that, like, finding the connective tissue between a lot of those different people, and but also everyone being, like, having such a rich, specific story in life, because we're all fully formed humans. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, really lovely to hear, and I hope that people enjoyed listening to those conversations as much as, like, I really enjoyed having them, also because I want to be Marc Maron. You should ask your friend if that's not feminist. Do you want to be a specific one man?
Well, also, with that, though, even 5 years ago, people wouldn't have said that they wanted the career of, like, Phoebe Waller-Bridge and Michaela Cole. And I just was like, how inspiring is it that now there's just, like, a tribe of women who know that that is possible?
Yeah.
And think that that's possible for them. And I'm just like, that's so cool.
And one of the other things that I have been percolating in my brain is, like, just the, like, our conversation about, like, representation in media, mm-hmm. which I've, like, really loved having. And I think that we are on, you know, we're climbing up the hill.
Yeah.
But I just am so excited for even just the progress that it feels like, or and also it could be just, like, my brain opening and, like, being more aware. Mm-hmm. But just, like, I think it's just the beginning, and there's going to be so much more media that has, there's just so much more equity in who's telling the stories, yeah. I'm hoping. And I think that there's a push, and I'm excited so that there can be more Michaela Coles and Phoebe Waller-Bridges and et cetera, really.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So my last thing is, I just wanted to highlight this artist. And I'm concerned because I just was reading her Instagram, and she says that her first name and her last name rhyme, and I couldn't figure out how to say it and have it rhyme.
We'll work it out together.
Yeah, so it's Tatiana Pobla.
Tatiana Pobla.
It's Tatiana Pobla.
She's a visual artist.
Yeah. So this this artist that I want to highlight is Tatiana Pobla, and she's a visual artist, and her,
they're so beautiful.
Yeah, I just ordered a print of hers that I've been wanting for a while, and kind of her, like, I don't know, mission or mantra is just, like, that, like, all girls are pretty regardless of color, size, and age. And they're all hand-drawn and just, like, beautiful, like, stunning colors. And anyway, it's so funny. I have, until recently, not had, like, maybe just because I didn't grow up going to a lot of museums or like, visual museums. I feel like I went to a lot of, like, science museums.
Nerd.
Yeah, I was a big nerd. But I feel like I never could quite understand having an emotional reaction to visual art until recently. And I feel like now I don't know. It's interesting. Like, I feel like the last couple years I've been, like, just really drawn to certain visual artists, which has been fun to explore. But hers was something that, like, when I first saw it, I was just like, I love that. And I finally ordered something this week, and I think it'll be home by the time I get there. So I'm excited and just wanted to shout her out. She doesn't need our shout out, but go follow her, buy her stuff.
I don't know if I don't have an artist a week. You guys, thank you for listening. Thank you for letting us do our weird art. keep doing your art or start doing your art during this little hiatus, and then you can let us know what you're doing. Break open. I know that I probably will. Do a little crying, do a little drawing.
Journaling.
Oh, maybe some drawing that I have no right to be drawing.
Okay, question. Yeah. Should I stop journaling on the break?
Whoa. Would we're going to have to talk about that off air because I want to make sure you're okay. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back in the fall. We'll be back in autumnal colors in our sweaters, which we actually feel the most comfortable in.
Maybe a cute beret.
No.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. You wear a beret.
I will for sure wear a beret.
I'll wear a beret.
What's a, like a like hair clip?
Like a hair clip?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bobby pin. I'll wear a bobby pin.
Yeah, so join us back in the fall. Thanks for tuning in to this first season.
Oh my god, first.
Wait, was this a season then?
I don't know.
It was a season of my life, that's for damn sure.
Seasons of love. Seasons of love.
Thanks for listening.
If you listened.
If you like the pod, hit subscribe and leave us a review.
Also, if you have a macro event that you'd like us to cover, slide into our DMs on Instagram @hystericalwomen.